Thank you, Chair. So this document is prepared in a different format because you were used to this table format. If you can scroll down, and now the document after the introduction just consists of exactly the same clusters than the previous work plan, but now just in a list format, and it covers the usual activities of the implementation committee, consideration of the compliance cases, report on its activities, as required review of its operating rules, then examination of the reviews of implementation from this period and reworking the questionnaire for the reporting round, distributing it, and then the preparation of draft reviews is in square brackets because we do not have budget for that, and we have no idea of how much funding there will be. So this is therefore in square brackets. Then collection of findings and opinions of the committee. This is a standard work, the item 1.8, that the secretariat does and updates this this review of committee's opinions. Legislative assistant, we have some money because of this EU for Environment project that has been referred to several times, that extends until 2022. So it also covers 2 years of the forthcoming work plan, so therefore there are also some activities for which there are funding. So then the guidance document proposal 1.11 was something that came out of the discussions in the these informal discussions shared by Austria and the Netherlands. In these small groups, there was a proposal that public that the guidance was issued a long time ago. It's a very topical matter for the convention, and there would be a need to update it also in a consultation with the Aarhus Convention Compliance Committee. So, and I think the implementation committee also supported that. But of course, there's no funding available for that. Then the Bureau members also proposed the 1.12 point that there'd be guidance document on transboundary consultations or good practice recommendations to cover all the challenging issues of language in translation matters and so on. Then sub-regional cooperation, the usual clusters, Baltic Sea, the very long-standing cooperation between the Baltic Sea states. Then Southeast Europe, the Bucharest Agreement has been constantly on the work plan, but there hasn't been enough funding yet to have any of the activities. This meeting of the parties to the Bucharest Agreement has never taken place. Nor has there been funding for the capacity building, but this is something that has been proposed, and you also heard just before lunch, our colleague from Montenegro was presenting the wish to receive capacity building support in that. Then sub-regional activities for Eastern Europe, Caucasus and Central Asia. If you can scroll down. Then we have again EU for Environment covering the costs of sub-regional workshops. And there is also a proposed activity for Central Asia, but I think that there's no confirmed funding for that, right, Elena? So it's not confirmed funding for that. And then the Bureau was discussing whether there should be also in the new work plan a sub-region that would cover the paragraph before, the other sub-region beyond the UNEC region, whether there should be any activities there. But none were proposed. Then exchange of good practices. These are usually been the workshops and the thematic seminars that take place and are organized, like the one on health that took place yesterday. And so the Bureau proposed some topics. Some of them are exactly the same that the Bureau also proposed for the MOP, where there could be these technical workshops at the during the working groups. Further scroll down. Oh, and this came also out from these informal discussions led by Austria and the Netherlands, that some members said it would be very useful to have database on good practice, either just on the web page, or if a consultant be hired, and that could be a more structured sort of collection of good practice from parties, but that would require funding for consultants. Then promoting practical application of the protocol. Then we have pilot projects in EU for environment-funded countries for which we have money for. So these will be in the work plan because the funding is identified. Training workshops covered by the EU for environment. Awareness-raising events covered by the EU for environment. And awareness-raising materials as well, and sector-specific guidelines. And also this development of a model of database on SEA that's also part of the EU for Environment project. So this is all there is. Mostly funded activities, a few proposed ones that have come from the various discussions that have taken place recently. Thank you.